The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Golden Dawn is the Greek neo-Nazi party that grew off the back of tough austerity measures and anti-immigrant sentiment following the Greek bailout. At the height of its power, it took almost 10% of the vote in European elections in 2014. But its fortunes have significantly worsened. Not only has it lost the broad public support it once enjoyed, the party has now been convicted of being a front for criminal organisations. Now, to talk us through the rise and fall of Golden Dawn is The Guardian's Greek correspondent, Helen Smith. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Can you take us through the rise of Golden Dawn? Because it's been around since the 80s, but of course it blossomed, if that's the right word, when the conditions of austerity afflicted Greece.
That's absolutely right. It started out, like so many of these groups, as a really on the periphery of Greek political life, as a fringe organisation espousing extreme far-right views that came into being not long after the collapse of military rule here. It was set up by a man, a former mathematician and failed soldier who was kicked out of the army here, a man called Nikos Michaloliakos, in the very early 80s, sort of 81. And it was his end game for years and years and years to try and get into the Greek parliament, to try and get that representation by using democratic processes to get that representation in what the Greeks widely describe as the temple of democracy, the House of Parliament here. And then to be able to broaden his base. Now, that finally happened. Golden Dawn was initially won some sort of a modicum of public support, really, that was not totally deranged and fringe, if you will, when it won a seat in the Athens Council several years later in the town hall of Athens. And then from there on, Michaloliakos, its founder, who had been a great supporter of the junta, these colonels who were in power to great international opprobrium between 1967 and 74, he then was able to apply to run in elections. Very often he didn't succeed, but he ultimately succeeded in the parliamentary elections of 2012. And to the shock of so many people here in Greece and the international community, this fringe group managed to field enough candidates that it won 21 seats in the 300-member Greek parliament and overnight became the third biggest political force in Greece. All of this fueled, these were really seen as protest votes. About 500,000 Greeks voted for the party in 2012. Protest votes over EU-mandated budget cuts, austerity, that successive Greek governments had been asked to impose as of early 2010 to rein in this huge fiscal deficit, this huge public debt crisis that the country had. So really, these were protest votes. These were votes won on the back of a wave of anger and despair that saw Greece rise, if you will, and become a part of mainstream political life. Prior to its actually accessing parliament and getting parliamentary representation, it had these hit squads who sowed terror. I mean, it executed a reign of terror across Greece, particularly in the poorer immigrant-populated neighbourhoods of Athens. These assault squads attacked migrants, and ultimately were found guilty of killing migrants, in fact, here in Greece.
Helena, the background politically to all of this, I mean, we remember when Syriza came to power, and we remember when their finance minister, with whom we spoke just a couple of days ago, Yanis Varoufakis, he was kind of a political rock star. Then he fell out with Syriza because they bowed to the will of the EU, and he, Varoufakis, took himself off to become an independent and set up his own political outfit. But what has happened to Syriza since then? Because they have, I suppose, fallen by the wayside to some extent too.
Well, a very good point. I mean, both Syriza and Golden Dawn, though at opposite ends of the political spectrum, had one thing in common. They were anti-systemic parties. They were born, if you like, of protest votes. Now, Syriza had been in parliament before it assumed power as such. But it had been a very small party, less than 5%, around 4.5% of the vote. And in 2015, in January, in that famous landmark election, again on the back of popular fury over EU-mandated austerity measures, Syriza, under Alexis Tsipras, its charismatic leader, managed to create international shock and consternation to become the governing party of Greece and set up an administration, the first left-wing administration here ever. And I say international consternation because Tsipras came into power pledging, absolutely vowing, to roll back and cancel these memoranda setting out these onerous terms of budget cuts, tax hikes, various austerity measures that were really pauperizing Greeks at large. And he came in with a landslide win. It wasn't landslide. He actually had to go into a coalition, narrowly failed to win enough votes to rule alone, and went into a coalition, set up a coalition party with, again, with a right-wing, a far-right party, but nothing like Golden Dawn. So in a sense, the great economic crisis that was Greece's public debt crisis gave birth to these two highly anti-systemic parties at opposite ends of the political spectrum. Saying that, Syriza wasn't a pernicious, thuggish party of the likes of Golden Dawn, which was clearly an intolerant, anti-immigrant, anti-gay, kind of ghastly, monstrous party that didn't hide its fascist leanings.
Since then, we've had an election and we're back to business as usual, I suppose, a centre-right government in Greece and, I suppose, towing the line in terms of international norms. But what did for Golden Dawn and the fact that many of the leaders are going to go to jail, it looks like, was this thuggish behaviour and the fatal stabbing of a guy called Pavlos Fissas. Who is he?
That's correct. That's correct.
Who is
Golden Dawn. I'm sorry.
Pavlos Fissas, who is he and what happened to him?
Ah, right. Pavlos Fissas was a very popular Greek leftist, anti-fascist hip-hop performer. He was a rap singer and he was stabbed to death by a self-confessed Golden Dawn operative in September 2013. Now, prior to that, as I explained earlier, there had been this reign of terror, but Golden Dawn and its assault groups had basically targeted trade unionists, leftists, anarchists, immigrants, migrants and refugees. And some migrants and refugees that had killed, a lot of them went unaccounted for. There was a young Pakistani labourer who was killed in January 2013, prior to Pavlos Fisas' assassination. But it was when a Greek was so, and a popular Greek, a young Greek man, was so publicly assassinated by a member of this far-right thuggish group, that the then coalition, right-wing-led coalition government of Andonis Samaras could no longer keep ignoring this phenomenon, because there was an inexcusable sort of lack of action to deal with Golden Dawn. Everybody knew about the hit squads, and yet nothing was being done. When a Greek was killed, and a young Greek, popular hip-hop singer, the government took action. An investigation was launched. As I say, a senior operative of Golden Dawn admitted to administering the last fatal blows, stabs, to this young 34-year-old rap singer. An investigation was launched, and this investigation into the murder of Pavlos Fisas actually very quickly turned into an investigation into Golden Dawn in its preceding years, not only the years that it was in Parliament between 2012 and 2019 until the last general election, but prior to that. And investigating magistrates, they all happened to be women, and then the court case, the investigating magistrates put together an incredible, voluminous file of cast iron proof that they said provided all the evidence that showed that Golden Dawn was in fact a criminal organization that had masqueraded as a political party, had got into Parliament, used its immunity as a political party through this democratic process to actually run a criminal organization that targeted all of its enemies, perceived or real, be those migrants, as I said, refugees, leftists, trade unionists, anyone who was against Golden Dawn. Pavlos Fisas, this young musician, was an anti-fascist rapper, very popular amongst activists. And it was really his sacrifice, his assassination, that led very quickly via this judicial investigation to the unraveling of this far-right party, the only neo-Nazis party, in effect, to really strut the stage, the centre stage, the political life of a European country.
All right. Helena Smith, Greece correspondent for The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us. And the leaders of Golden Dawn looks like they'll be going away for maybe 10, 15 years. But, of course, they will appeal.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopedics, spine, eye, cancer, and cardiology.
This is News Talk.